Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
And hello to you.
Morning. Hello to Friday.
Welcome. Oh, saucy little Friday. Welcome to it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Sure.
Keep it to yourself.
Anyway, look, just awkward. Move on. Less than a week away from a verdict of this Claremont serial killings.
Oh, goodness. Case. It's still going.
It is. Though I think Justice Stephen Hall's been deliberating, makes a decision on Thursday that hopefully will bring closure to a 20-odd-year story.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. We hope, anyway, it brings some closure. Look, someone's got to do it. I'm glad it's not me making that call.
Yeah.
Locked away in that circumstance. Now, on to something much more positive. So much going on. I've just had a look through the stuff that's on this weekend, right? Tomorrow, Akbalong Commit, Dwelling Up 100, Mighty Jarrah Trail Run.
Yes, right? Big weekend in Dwelling Up.
Twilight Markets in Rockingham. Sunday, there's the Swap Meet in Hallshead, Port Bivard Markets, Baldiva Spring Plant and Produce Fair, the Clean Up in Falcon Bay, Mandurah Surf Life Saving have an open day. There's a Walk for Women's Cancer and Market Stall in Rockingham.
Goodness me.
Last weekend we were kind of looking, what are the events on Sunday? And not so much going on. And then suddenly today.
Yeah. And today it's Purple Bra Day. So if you see purple bras around town, don't be surprised.
Isn't that lucky?
You forgot yours today.
I am underneath this.
Oh,
I'm
wearing one.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Sorry, I couldn't tell.
Have I got no support? Is that what you're saying? They're flopping everywhere, aren't they?
A little bit fluffy.
Okay. Thanks. I'm glad we've reached that point where you're comfortable to say that.
It's all right. Someone had to tell you.
Yeah, fair enough. It's fair, yeah.
So, don't be alarmed and don't think it's for the Dockers.
Don't be alarmed, yeah. No, it's not for the Dockers.
Purple bra.
August unemployment figures are out and somehow they're down.
Okay.
Yeah. Unemployment rate fell from 6.8% to 7.5% in July.
In WA?
Nationally.
Nationally. Okay.
8.3% to 7% in WA. So it went down everywhere. Full-time and part-time employment rose, and so did the number of people looking for work. I know.
That's very confusing.
In amongst all of this.
There's less unemployment, but there's more people looking for work.
Yeah. I know. Which means somehow they reckon possibly more jobs have gone to gig economy related stuff. So people have gone to delivery.
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess. Maybe,
and I guess there's no people coming in from overseas to do any work.
Well, yeah.
So we're covering some bases. I don't know.
Hence the demand
Somehow it's working out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
For that,
hence
anyway.
The demand for fruit pickers and all that kind of stuff at the moment. Some random news out of the blue for you Friday. Barbados wants out of the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, they've decided now's the time. The Queen's the current boss, like us. But they think, it's time to leave. In time for next year's 55th anniversary of their independence.
Okay.
So there you go. I don't know. Do we take that as a sign? Do we go, okay, if Barbados can do it, so can we? Or is it like there's more important stuff going on in the world
now? I think so. It's like, shh, Barbados. Just go back to your beach cocktails.
I know. Listen, just enjoy the blue.
Bigger problems, all right?
Seriously. Just, you've got a nice holiday spot.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, now spring is here and a lot happening this weekend. So just to, Akbalong Commit Dwelling Up 100 and the Mighty Jarrah Trail Run tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's Twilight Markets, then Sunday Swap Meets and Markets and Spring Plant and Produce Fairs in Baldivis. And look, so much. So check the website if you want to know. If you want to do something, you've got options, is my point. coastlive.com.au. It's all about the important stuff. Tomorrow is National Thank a Cop Day. I know police all over the world have copped all sorts of criticism this year, but honestly, a world without them would be a very different place, and not for the better.
Yeah.
So, yes. And tomorrow's also Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yar.
And it has been every September 19 since 2002. Maybe thank a copper in a pirate voice.
Yar.
Yar.
And don't forget your purple bra today, everybody.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It is Purple Bra Day supporting breast cancer, so, yeah.
Take mine off now.
Is it hurting yet?
It's starting to. A Malaysian student had his mobile phone stolen while he was sleeping, right? And after a bit of investigating, discovered it in the jungle behind his house.
Of course, because I've got a jungle in my backyard.
Well, in Malaysia, it's a bit more common than it is here. But it had been taken by a monkey.
Of course.
And there was a gallery full of selfies and videos, as you would expect. That, if I'm honest,
from the monkey.
The monkey was trying to eat it. There are a lot of shots inside of its mouth. But anyway,
gross.
It pretty much most of the photos that I've got to admit look a lot like every bloke over the age of 65 who's just joined Facebook and is uploading their first profile picture.
Like an under-the-chin photo.
Under-the-chin, all of it up the nose.
Looking confused, yeah. Like, oh, okay, there we went.
Probably could have done your hair too, you know?
Nikki and Tamello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle Me This.
Well, see, we bring the riddle, you unriddle it. That's how the process works. Annabelle from Meadow Springs, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Excellent. That's good. Is it because it's Friday? Does that make today extra special?
Kind of.
All right.
Could be even more special if you pick up this drone from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. If you get this right, you'll go in the draw for it. So are you ready to hear the riddle one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the only place in the world where today comes before yesterday. Where is it?
A dictionary.
Oh, in the dictionary. Today, T comes before yesterday. It is the correct answer. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Last one in the draw. You could be the first one out. Fingers crossed.
97.3 Coast FM.
And with today's entertainment news that kills 99.9% of germs and bacteria on hard surfaces, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Country Music Awards were on yesterday with Keith Urban hosting the night virtually from the Grand Ole Opry House and crossing two locations all over Nashville. The big winners for the night were Dan and Shay, who won Duo of the Year,
nice.
Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood, who tied for Entertainer of the Year. They couldn't decide.
Really?
Yeah. And Maren Morris, who won Best Female Artist, and Luke Combs won Best Male.
There you go.
There were some great performers for the night too, with Taylor Swift performing her folklore tune, Betty, live for the first time. This was her first Country Music Award performance in 7 years.
But if I just showed up at your party, would you hide me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go straight to hell? Or lead me to the garden, in the garden? Would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17, I don't know anything, but I know I miss you.
I don't think she is 17 anymore, but anyway.
And Keith Urban and Pink delivered their TV debut of their new song, One Too Many. They crossed time zones to virtually perform this one on the same stage,
wow.
Yet they were separate due to COVID restrictions.
Right.
This is the new song.
Good for a live performance. That was spot on.
It's perfect. Great song as well. Chris Rock says his role in the upcoming fourth season of Fargo is the best part he's ever had.
Wow.
This season of the hit Netflix show is set in 1950 Kansas City and is led by Rock, who plays the head of a crime syndicate made up of black migrants fleeing from the Jim Crow South, who have a contentious relationship with the mafia.
I like it.
Fargo Season 4 is out on SBS this time in Australia and will air from October 8. And this sounds like a really cool kids' book. Lil Nas X has written his first children's book. It's called C is for Country. The book is said to be a celebration of song and the power inside us all and is out January 5.
And it's a lovely story about a horse. You have to think there's a horse.
You have to assume so.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.